Tonight, though, on the lighter side of sports, the Wings, the NHL lottery, they have the best chance to get the overall number one pick. Ken Cal is one of the great voices in hockey, voice of your Detroit Red Wings. He is standing by the Metro Health Sports Medicine guest line. How you doing, Kenny?
Doing good, Huge. How are you today?
Good. Before we get to the lottery tonight, what's the latest on the NHL's return to ice? What are you hearing? I know the Wings won't be a part of it, but weren't they waiting on hub cities they were looking at?
Yeah, that's, actually I really haven't heard much other than last week that this week they were supposed to determine hub cities, but that hasn't been accomplished yet, and I think they're still trying to figure out, you know, what cities are available, and I think Canada's putting in a pitch or a bid, so it's one of those wait-and-see type of situations, and, you know, basically that's how it's been since day one, since March 12th. Huge. It's you just don't know from one day to another. You can do all the planning you want, but the bottom line comes about player safety and, you know, can you finish the regular season and have playoffs?
That's why this silence from the NHL, and I know we'll get to the NHL lottery in a few moments that's going on tonight, but the way they were moving and announcing, and I saw the, you know, NHL press release, and then there's nothing. And I think they've seen the spike in a lot of NHL cities and states where NHL teams are based. You still have the Canada side to this, trying to cross borders when you're going to welcome back hockey, and even looking at a hub like Vancouver. And I'm not saying they put a hold on it, but I really think they're kind of weighing where they'll need to go as a hub, and also how quick do they want to have this comeback, if the comeback happens at all.
Well, you know, you're right about that. And the thing about it is maybe it's a wait-and-see type of thing of what baseball is going to happen. I mean, baseball's supposed to start, what, July 24th, 25th, something like that?
Yeah.
And the problem that you have right here with the National Hockey League is that the later you go, the window of opportunity to complete the 2019 season closes. And, you know, you can't be playing playoffs all the way through December, you know what I mean, and then start a new season. But you got to have some time off, and, you know, the window just keeps shutting. So, you know, a determination is going to have to be made. But what we're seeing right now, this is just my point of view, is that, you know, there are hot spots now around the country, and, you know, I think it would be really bad if playoffs, next thing you know, a bunch of people come down with the virus, and then the next thing you know, what do you do? So I think the league wants to get it right. And that's just my opinion. I think they want to take a wait-and-see type attitude and put all their ducks in a line and make sure that, you know, when the decision is made to get going, that it's the right decision.
And I think they're not buying time. You know, looking at these states, which house multiple NHL teams, in the case of Florida, with you have the Florida Panthers and also Tampa Bay Lightning, that they're waiting to see if it starts to go. Hey, is this just a spike based on testing, or is there a real possible second wave or surge coming?
Well, again, nobody knows.
Right.
Nobody seems to know. And, you know, that's something that you just have to take a wait-and-see attitude. Like Fauci and all these other people are forecasting a second wave. You just don't know when that wave's going to happen. You know, is it going to happen this summer? Is it going to happen in the fall? You know, what's going on with the testing? What's going on with a treatment? What's going on with, you know, some type of thing that can stop the virus? I mean, there's a lot of ifs out there. And, you know, it's hard to determine, in my opinion, what you're going to do in the future if you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So, you know, so it's one of those things where, you know, you want to finish your season. I know the NHL wants to finish. They want to crown a Stanley Cup champion, and they want to start their new season and play 82 games next year. But as I said before, you know, there's a lot of question marks up in the air, and you just have to take it day by day. But sooner or later, a decision's got to be made. Because the window of opportunity is closing.
By the way, latest daily confirmed cases this afternoon at 3 p.m., 389 in Michigan, only two, and I say only two too many, COVID-19 fatalities. So the state of Michigan, one of the lowest trending in terms of larger population states in America. I'm starting to look at Detroit, and you have Little Caesars Arena. You have the rinks at Michigan, you have the USA rink. Hey, you got a hub. Bring the NHL to Detroit. I'm serious.
Well, that's a possibility, you know. I mean, that's a pitch that could be made. I really think, though, that the league has, you know, seven or eight places that they're looking at right now. And I think that's the direction that they're going to go, and Detroit obviously isn't one of it. But you know what? I know the governor's taken a lot of heat about, you know, slowly opening the economy and everything. But, you know, when you look at it, as you just mentioned, you know, I know people want to get out there, they want to work, and they want to resume their normal life. But, you know, social distancing and wearing masks and hand washing and all these things, it's a proven result that it works. And I think that by slowly opening the state of Michigan like the governor has done, I think has done a good job, because right now look at the cases right now compared to some of the other cities that opened up perhaps maybe a little bit too early. So, it's one of those things, huge, where common sense has to take place, and if you're out in the crowd, you got to make sure that you keep your social distancing. You got to make sure that you wash your hands and wear your mask. And if you do those things, then I think the situation will resolve itself. But if you don't, then you're going to have some problems.
Kind of crazy, the turn of events when you look at the state of Michigan. And like I said, highly populated states, we would have the least number of cases and fatalities in America. Mm-hmm. Wow. And that's with the up-to-date info from 3 o'clock this afternoon. So we'll all keep our eyes on it. Ken Cal, voice of your Detroit Red Wings. They will not be part of the NHL's return to the Stanley Cup playoffs. They're looking ahead to next year. Jeff Blashill, he had the vote of confidence. Stevie Y said he will stick around. Tonight's big. The overall number one pick. You can find somebody who can help you win games in the NHL, usually with that overall number one. Wings have the best chance, according to the NHL lottery. Your thoughts on tonight's NHL lottery extravaganza?
Well, if there's a team that needs a number one pick, I think it's the Detroit Red Wings. You know, obviously they weren't a very good team last year. They struggled. They had the worst record of all of hockey. So, you know, in the grand scheme of things, normally that's the number one pick should go to that team, but that's not how it works. I look at the Ottawa Senators, and they've got two picks in the first round there. And, you know, you combine those picks and the percentages, you know, I mean, there's a good chance that they could end up with the number one pick. But I think the way the Red Wings are approaching this huge is, yes, they'd love to get Lafreniere and they'd like to get that number one pick, but if they don't, they still believe that if they get a pick of 2, 3, or 4, that they're going to get a really good player. Now, the player might not be able to step in right away and play like maybe a Lafreniere can do, but eventually that player will be a solid NHL player. So, you know, I guess, you know, we're all hoping to get the number one pick because we all heard about, you know, Alexis Lafreniere and how good he is and how he could help right away. But we'll just have to wait and see what happens. But either way, you know, there's a lot of good players out there, especially in the first 4 or 5 picks. So I think the Red Wings, you know, they'll get a good player, you know, if they don't get the number one pick.
Lafreniere, I heard you say his name like 3 times. I think you're hoping they get the overall number one pick, Kenk, because that could be a good goal call on the Wings Radio Network.
Well, anytime you get a name like Lafreniere, I mean, that's pretty good, you know. Oh, there's a ring to it, Larkin to Lafreniere, right?
So. Now, there's something about the French name. Like, if my name was Bill Javois, you know, it's better than, hey, it's Simonson. How you doing? Lafreniere, yeah, I like that. Pepe Lafreniere. You can name him Pepe instead of Alexis. I like that. So we'll see what happens with the lottery tonight. Now, your thoughts on the vote of confidence from Stevie Y for Jeff Blashill? I think that was the right move.
I think so, too. And I'm around the team quite a bit, and you know, I see what goes on. And I think that Jeff Blashill and his coaching staff really do a good job of getting his team ready and ready to play. Now, let's keep in mind that this wasn't a very good Red Wing team, and you know, coaches won't make excuses, but I think broadcasters can make excuses, and they led the league, or were one of the top teams in the league in man games lost to injury. I really wanted to see Anthony Mantha, the way he started, to play a full season and not get injured and not miss so many games, because I think if he ever gets that chance right now, of where he's at in his career, like, he could be a really dynamic goal scorer, and there's no telling how far he can go, and I really wanted to see that. That wasn't the case. The only healthy players, I think, up front were Larkin and Bertuzzi. Everybody else, you know, they were injured, banged up, and it's hard to assess a team when you're using a half a lineup. I mean, Danny DeKeyser was a big miss back there on the blue line because of his injury. You know, they moved up Chalowski here and there, and you know that didn't really seem to pan out for a while. And so they used different combinations just because of all the injuries and you know what have you. So you know, I just wanted to see the team get a little more healthy, and I think as far as the coaching goes, I think Blashill's done a good job. We saw what he can do with you know with young players in Grand Rapids. He won a Calder Cup. You know, this is year what, 4 going on 5 for him now or something like that. And you know, he's got one more year left on his contract, so you know, let's see what he can do. And you know, I think Stevie's got the right you know, the right response. He wanted to get to know him. He wanted to see what he could do, and he likes his teaching. So we'll see what happens.
Ken Cowell is one of the greatest voices ever in hockey. Voice of the Wings on the Wings Radio Network. NHL Draft Lottery is tonight at 8 p.m. Michigan time. You can watch it on NBCSN and also the NHL Network Wings with the best chance to get the overall number one pick. Kenny, thanks for the update. Enjoy your holiday week, and so good to catch up on the Huge Radio Network.
Yeah, have a good holiday next week. 4th of July, it's a big holiday, and stay safe there, Huge. Always good talking hockey with you.
Yeah, back at you. Ken Cowell.